17%. But because most Americans don't go to the polls, religious right activists play a large role in political life. So it doesn't take very big percentage if you're all on the same, voting the same way, to control a large group of people. And that's what's going on in the United States today. And what's frightening about it, if you understand the great controversy, is that people that are pulling those strings are the people that are clearly, who Sister White was warning us about, would be in place when the Sunday law arrived. Next page. Great Controversy, 442, 443. Now, let me read one more thing from Pat Robertson. I thought I was forgetting something. This is Pat Robertson once again, the head of the Christian Coalition. The mission of the Christian Coalition is simple. It is to mobilize Christians one precinct at a time, one community at a time. This is before they had put representatives in every precinct. Country, and when the people say they've had enough, we're going to take over. Brothers and sisters, the votes are there. They're control. The people may not be willing to see it because of lack of spiritual discernment, but they already have the control they want. But let's read from Great Controversy 442 and get just a little bit farther on. The lamb-like horns and the dragon voice of the symbol point to a striking contradiction between the profession and the practice of the nation thus represented. The speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial branches. Authorities. By such an action, it will give a lie to those liberal and peaceful principles which it has put forth as the foundation of its policy. The prediction that it will speak as a dragon and exercise all the power of the first beast plainly foretells a development of the spirit of intolerance and persecution that was manifested by the nations represented by the dragon and the leopard-like beast. And the statement that the beast with two horns causeth the earth and them to dwell therein to worship the first beast indicates that the authority of this nation is to be exercised in enforcing some observance which shall be an act of homage to the papacy. Now, there's a couple of things in here I want to emphasize. One of them we'll mention over and over again. The speaking of a nation is the action of its legislative and judicial authorities. Revelation 13:11 says the United States is going to speak as a dragon. You'll hear some people in Adventism say that a president is going to sign a Sunday law into enforcement overnight. You know, he's going to use what they call an executive order. And the president has the power of an executive order. He can